Hillary Clinton accuses Trump administration of Epstein files cover-up in BBC interview. Trump says he will be indirectly involved in Iran nuclear talks. U.S. buildup of warships and fighter jets tracked near Iran. China is hitting Japan where it hurts. Will PM Takeuchi give in? How Robert Duvall became a Hollywood great. Facing a demographic catastrophe, Ukraine is paying for troops to freeze their sperm. Australian IS families in Syria camp turned back after leaving for home. Navalny's mother says she always knew he was murdered after poison finding. Ancient bone may prove legendary war elephant crossing of Alps. Bondi Beach shooting accused faces court for the first time. Pressure grows for release of remaining Venezuelan political prisoners. It's never too late. Savannah Guthrie's new plea for mother's release as FBI analyzes glove. Kenya strike delays flights at International Hub Airport. How a dark web agent spotted a bedroom wall clue to rescue a girl from years of harm. Trump's new world order has become real, and Europe is having to adjust fast. What is the dart frog toxin allegedly used to kill Alexei Navalny? Dragged out and set on fire, the Bangladesh mob killing that shocked the world. Trump eyes Venezuela visit, but obstacles to his oil plan remain. Flying oranges, Italian town celebrates carnival with historic street battle. Giant robot tribute to Brazil's President Lula leads start of Rio Carnival. Watch moment crew docks at International Space Station. Tribes grant the Colorado River legal personhood. Can this help save it? Gasps and disbelief in U.S. as Quad God's Olympic dream crumbles. Watch, I am a survivor. Gisele Pelica tells BBC Newsnight, U.S. and Iran set for high-stakes nuclear talks in Geneva as threat of war looms. Oil prices edge lower with U.S.-Iran talks in focus. Oil steadiers weigh supply risks heading into key U.S.-Iran talks. Gold prices drop below $4,900 with U.S.-Iran talks economic data in focus. Citi says geopolitics to support oil near term. Peace deals seen lowering prices. Oil prices rise 1% ahead of U.S.-Iran nuclear talks. Trump slams energy deal between California and Britain, Politico reports. Analysis, global private equity firms bowled over by Indian Cricket League IPL. From OpenAI to Google, India hosts global AI summit. Analysis, luxury stocks volatility highlights AI jitters. Hedge fund positioning, Asia markets cautious ahead of US-Iran nuclear talks. Danaher closes in on nearly $10 billion deal for Masimo, FT reports. Australia stocks higher at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 up 0.24%. Danaher nears $10 billion deal to buy medtech firm Masimo, FT. Exxon's Australian unit fined $11.3 million for misleading fuel claims. Asia stocks, Australia boosted by BHP. Japan extends losses on soft GDP. Activist Elliott builds over 10% stake in Norwegian Cruise Line, WSJ reports. Israel's post-war economy to grow further in 2026 after 3.1% gain in 2025. Romania's inflation remains near 10% in January, rate cuts unlikely. Swiss economy grows 0.2% in Q4, 1.4% for full year 2025. Key UK data week kicks off as BOE decision nears. Analysis, EU weighs two-track approach to break economic reform deadlock. UK property asking prices hold steady after post-budget jump, Rightmove says. UK labor reforms to cut hiring by 1 in 3 employers, survey shows. Japan GDP grows far below expectations in Q4 amid weak capex exports. Economic calendar, US and Japanese GDP and the PCE inflation, morning bid, quiet markets, loud diplomacy, all eyes on Iran. Exclusive, Japan's debt issuance to surge 28% in fiscal 2029 from 2026, finance ministry estimates. Dollar holds gains in thin trading as markets await Fed minutes, US GDP. RBA, Feb rate hike driven by inflation concerns, but future path unclear, minutes. Australia Central Bank sees no set path for future rates following Feb hike. Cubans turn to electric vehicles as US tightens oil blockade.